Good morning and happy Patriots Day. A holiday that means virtually nothing to anybody outside of Massachusetts. This is Ron LaRussa. I will be with you for the next hour, and we have a really good show planned for this morning. We're going to take a peek into the future of music, which is frightening and kind of exciting at the same time. Plus, we have our usual features, Phil's Pick, and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. So let's get going. We'll start with perhaps the greatest Boston-based band. Here's Aerosmith, WMFO.
Sight, the wandering eye. should say.
Those are the Jayhawks, kind of a favorite here at Rock of Ages, from their 2016 album called Paging Mr. Proust. That is Quiet Corners and Empty Spaces. And up top, started the show with Aerosmith today. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, my name is Ron LaRussa. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. As I said in the open, it is Patriots Day, traditionally one of the great days of the year to live in Boston. You get a holiday that none of your friends in other states have. There's the Boston Marathon, usually, plus a Red Sox game that starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's usually a very festive day. Of course, there's no marathon this year. It's been postponed until the fall. But still, a day off for many of us, which is a good thing. Today is also the day vaccinations open to everybody over the age of 16 in Massachusetts. We got the news earlier this week that New Hampshire has lifted its mask mandate, so basically, we're right where we expect it to be right around now in the middle of April, at least as far as COVID is concerned. One thing I did not expect in the middle of April is to look out my window on a Friday morning and see snow. We've had a snowstorm here, and I wish I could say this is the first time it's ever happened, but you live here, you know, it's not. Not a completely rare thing for there to be some snow this time of year. So anyway, you're listening to this on Monday morning. By then, I'm sure the snow will just be a distant memory, but a little surprising for me pre-recording on Friday this week. Well, we've got a good show today, so let's get on with the music. Right now, it is time for Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown spends a lot of time going through his music collection and picking through it and picking out stuff for us to listen to. And he's done a great job over the last year. And we do it every week at this time, so let's see what Phil has picked for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is One in the Morning by Smooth Hound Smith. Smooth Hound Smith is a husband-wife team of Zach Smith and Caitlin Doyle Smith. Their music blends the raucous clash of backwood folk, raw blues, and underground rock. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe, be kind.
Drop the needle hard on the phonograph. She was
just out of reach. What about a full white wine? Staying right on the beat. And I know she don't. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. She don't care about me. No. She not
You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio on WMFO. That's The Cure, In Between Days. And we heard One in the Morning from Smooth Hound Smith. That is Phil's pick for this week. They are a husband and wife combination, and really good song there. We thank Phil for what he does this week and every week here for the show. This is Ron LaRusso. You are listening to Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. That includes the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, the alt-rock from the 90s, and the pop-rock from 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up with was still around today. And for our next song, we're going to play something that draws from two of those eras. It's a collaboration. Mick Jagger has enlisted Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters for a new song and a video that takes on the pandemic. The song is called Easy Sleazy. The lyrics are funny, but in typical Mick Jagger fashion, a little hard to understand. If you watch the video, which you can see on YouTube, it does spell them out. But the lyrics are really good. Here's a sample. He says, looking at the graphs with a magnifying glass, cancel all the tours, football's fake applause. Trying to write a tune, you better hook me up with Zoom. Way too much TV, it's lobotomizing me. Yeah, I think I've put on a lot of weight. I'll have another drink, then I'll clean the kitchen sink. So, a little peek into the glamorous life of Mick Jagger during the pandemic. These two have collaborated before. Dave and the Foo Fighters were the backup band when Mick performed on SNL back in 2012, and they've also appeared on stage together. So, like I said, the lyrics are a little hard to pick up, but the music, as you would expect, is good. This is Easy Sleazy, Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl on Rock of Ages.
Trying to take the make you mistake. I'm ready to I see through it now, but I didn't at first. The hypocrites made it worse and worse.
Looking down the nose is what people say. These are just words and words, okay. It's what you do and not what you say. If you're not part of the future, then get out of the way. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee.
To what Martin Luther King had to say. I don't want my kids being brought up this way. Hatred to each other is not okay.
Well, I'm not afraid of just to sing a song. Yeah. I can see more work to be done. It's what you do and not what you say. If you're not part of the future, then get out of the way.
One of the great and, I think, slightly underrated careers in rock music. John Cougar Mellencamp. That one is circa early 2000s, called Peaceful World. And up top we heard new from Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. The song was called Easy Sleazy, and as I said, if you're interested in seeing the lyrics and understanding what they're actually singing, you can go to YouTube and check that one out. What I'm about to tell you is kind of mind-blowing and might be the first step toward an inevitable future for the music business. There's a group called Over the Bridge, and they're based in Toronto. They help members of the music industry struggling with mental illness, which is great. But how they're doing it is really very unique. They have launched a project called Lost Tapes of the 27 Club. The 27 Club is the group of great musicians who coincidentally all died at the age of 27. Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, I think Janis Joplin is in there too. So this project has used computer artificial intelligence to write and perform new songs in the style of those artists. Every track is the result of AI programs, which analyzed up to 30 songs by each of them and studied the track's vocal melodies and chord changes and guitar riffs, drum patterns, and lyrics to guess what new compositions by these artists would sound like. So I'm going to play the Nirvana song now. It's called Drowned in the Sun. And other than the vocals, which was the work of a Nirvana tribute band, a fellow by the name of Eric Hogan, the song's creators say nearly everything on this song, from the turns of phrase to the guitar performance, is the work of computers. And you think about the implications of this for the music industry. Record companies can continue to put out music from a band or an artist long after they're dead or have just kind of lost their creative juice. And think about the legal negotiations as they try to get lifelong rights to an artist's sound. I mean, it's a truly a brave new world. And I'm not sure where it's going, but it does feel like the first step towards some kind of new and maybe slightly bizarre future. So this is a brand new song in the style of Nirvana, created by artificial intelligence and computers. It's called Drowned in the Sun, WMFO.
This is Danielle in Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to Rock of Ages, the best rock from all eras on 91.5 FM and WMFO.org.
Stand Back. That is Stevie Nicks from her second solo album. It's called The Wild Heart. It came out in 1983. And before that, Drowned in the Sun, in the style of Nirvana. That is put out by a project called Lost Tapes of the 27 Club. The organization is Over the Bridge. They are dedicated to mental health improvement for musicians. And they created that song through artificial intelligence. And it sounded pretty good. I mean, there are a lot of kinks to work out, right? They can't yet replicate the vocals, so they had to bring in a vocalist. But he did sound a lot like Kurt Cobain. And I really do feel that this is just the first step in using artificial intelligence to create music. And I don't know how you feel about that, but the future kind of comes whether we're ready for it or not. Well, I hope you're ready for the one-hit wonder of the album Rock Radio era. We have that coming up next, right after this.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're going to head to the 90s for our one-hit wonder today. Sister Hazel formed in Gainesville, Florida in 1993, and they were named after Sister Hazel Williams, a local missionary who ran a homeless shelter there. They released their first album, self-titled, a year later on their own label. Their second album, called Somewhere More Familiar, came out in 1997 and got them signed to a major record label who re-released it later that year. And it contained this song, their one hit. The band is still around today, actively touring and recording, but have never achieved the radio success that they had with this song. All for you. Sister Hazel on Rock of Ages.
Finally I figured out what it took a long, long time. Now there's a turnabout, maybe cause I'm trying. There's been times, so come to all my
right. out, but it took a long, long time. Oh, now there's a turn about, maybe 'cause I'm trying. There's been times, down my road, just can't turn and walk away. It's all for you.
The Who, with Squeezebox, the song, of course, about an accordion. And also Sister Hazel, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era this week. And all for you. Well, good morning. My name is Ron LaRussa. I am here every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock playing the best rock from all eras on the show. Thank you so much for joining me today, locally on the radio at 91.5 FM here in Boston. Or worldwide on WMFO.org. You can catch our stream and also listen to the show on demand from the WMFO website, also at WMFO.org. There's some interesting music news this week. Pete Davidson has signed on to play Joey Ramone in the upcoming Netflix biopic about the Ramones. It'll be called I Slept with Joey Ramone. And the announcement came last Thursday on the 20th anniversary of Joey Ramone's death from cancer at the age of 49. Remember how we talked about the Grammys and how I thought it was a real great show, an interesting and fresh new take on how to put on an award show? Well, the FCC has received over 1,000 email complaints focused primarily on the performance of WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Complaints called the performance raunchy, pornographic, and a lot of other stuff that we can't say here, but definitely not fit for broadcast television. And upcoming this Wednesday will be the 5th anniversary of Prince's death. He died on April 21st, 2016, at the age of 57. You know, Album Rock Radio didn't really know what to do with Prince. He was kind of a rocker, kind of not. But we know exactly what to do with him here, WMFO, on Rock of Ages. We're going to play him.
Maybe you're just like my mother. She's never sad. I will kiss you. My-
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Ron LaRusso here. Thank you so much for listening. Join me again next week at this time. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find.